The One Light Concert Series, an idea that stemmed from a conversation in a bar 2 years ago, has now become a reality, blending music and community by sharing intimate concerts in the beautiful backyards of Kimberley residents. Local photographer Shona Rubens and musician Heather Gemmel and a few other friends had got together for some drinks, and the conversation got onto how to showcase how amazing the community of Kimberley is and the musicians who live here. "We've got a lot of friends in town with beautiful spaces, and we really like the idea of creating an environment that you can really listen to the music in the comfort of your own home, but at someone else's home," Rubens said. "Heather and I kept rolling with it, and we make a really good team." Between Gemmel's deep connections with the Kootenay music scene and Rubens' work behind the scenes on admin and social media, the idea has blossomed into reality, with 4 One Light concerts held so far, over the past year. The most recent was on Wednesday, June 25. It was held in the lovely backyard space of Chelsea Vanderwerf and Kevin Myers, and featured the music of Fernie's Lord Knows and Kimberley's own Oliver McQuaid. "We have such a talented community of musicians, and it's nice to showcase them in a setting that they're really listened to," Rubens said. Lord Knows, a twosome, played heartbreakingly beautiful renditions of songs from artists like John Prine and Johnny Cash, with Amanda's incredible voice paired perfectly with the guitar and vocal talents of Tyrone. Oliver McQuaid is well known in the Kimberley music scene, but this was a chance to get to know him much better as he sang songs and told stories from his youth, his experiences living in Mexico, and his life here in Kimberley. He brought his wife Natalie on stage for a few songs as well, and the whole performance was touching, serene, and quite often hilarious. "This show had actually been scheduled last fall and cancelled due to a thunderstorm warning, so when another weather advisory was issued the day of this show, it was a bit of a case of déjà vu. We were watching the radar and watching these little cells roll through," Rubens explained. "We were delayed for about 15 minutes, and by that time the sun was out in full force, and it was such a magical experience after having these pretty big thunderstorms roll through. It was kind of the last 2 songs when the clouds opened up again and we got some pretty spectacular thunder and lightning." Oliver had just commented he was grateful the storms had cleared up, when everyone in the audience pointed out that new clouds were rolling in. Towards the end of the set, there was a blinding flash of lightning and immediate, deafening clap of thunder. "People huddled under tents and bundled up in raincoats, and Oliver manged to make it to the encore, for which he brought up Tyrone and Amanda from Lord Knows, as well as his dad, who is up from Mexico for the summer and is performing a few shows around town. I feel like everyone that was there was rallying, and they were happy to be there," Rubens said. "A little bit of dancing in the rain, and it was really everything that we had envisioned that day back in the bar 2 winters ago. There isn't another concert scheduled at the moment, but the plan is to have one in late July, and another every month through September." Past concerts have included artists like Rogue Tassel, The Parsons, Mallory Johnson, Donnie Strong, and Sam Gandossi. If you are interested in playing, nominating someone to play, or hosting a concert, you can join the One Light Concert Series page on Facebook. Rubens and Heather are always looking for artists, whether they be up and coming or already well established in the music scene. "We're excited that we've created something that we feel is special, and it really showcases how incredible this town and this community is," Rubens said. "I'd appreciation for how generous all our hosts have been and how wonderful the community had been in supporting it and encouraging new startup things like this."